NZR and 4ZLK.
Okay, NZR. Well, I see you surviving the heat chain. That makes two of us now.
I just got back in the cab. Had a delivery out here in Liberty. The 107 boxes of t-shirts in the nose of the trailer. So, it was a little toasty in there.
Gee, as the kids say. Good Lord. That's pretty horrible in those trucks when it's hot weather. Been there. Hadn't done that, but I never did have to unload anything like that. But they're pretty, the air's rather stagnant up in there when it's hot like that, Shane. Gosh almighty. Sorry to hear you have to endure that. Maybe not for many more years, huh?
Much longer. And it's part of it. Even being out in the package car, it would be hot. You know, days like this, it'd be 110, 120 back in the package car. But I just rolled in some pallets and stacked them on there, and just one at a time is all you can do.
What have you bitten on your job that you used to do again with the doubles and that at night?
I probably won't do that. This most part, you know, it's only on the hot days when this is really bad. I sleep better in the daytime. Beth likes me at home at nighttime. It's understandable. And I don't have that much longer to go before I can hang it up here. So I technically could hang it up now. I'm old enough and I've got the years. I'm just trying to decide when the best time to do it.
Yes, I agree. I did not like working night shift at all. I didn't have to do it for very many years, but you do what you gotta do, and they changed our schedule around. For 32 years, I worked from 7 to 3:30 during the day, but then when I went to that printing plant, I had to drive 35 miles down there and back and work from 7 in the evening till 7 in the morning. Thank God that only lasted about a year. I was sick of it. And then on top of that, I was trying to eliminate some of the maintenance people by making them do production work. So if somebody called in and sick or whatever, and most of them were just doing drugs in that particular area of the plant, then they'd come get somebody out of maintenance to do that production job for them. And oh my, I'm so thankful I never had to open except for a few months there.
I understand. And I tell you what, you people that only work from 7:30 to 3 or 7 to 3:30, whatever it is, that's only like 2/3 of the day. What do you do with the rest of the day? Or maybe even at that point, it's just a half a day. What do you do with the rest of the day?
Ham radio. Well, when we were back in Kansas, Bernice had a seamstress business there for, I don't know, how many years did you do that, hon? Quite a few years. And I would sit out in the garage where my ham radio shack was, and I heated it with wood, and I did have an air conditioner, but I didn't like to run it. It got expensive. And take out zippers and all the linings out of leather jackets and stuff. That particular cleaners ran a route chain that picked up at 345 cleaners, and Bernice did all of the alterations for those for several years. And then I'd work at night out in the garage there and help her out. I had leather jackets that would reach from one end to the other on a conduit hanging up that was 24 foot long, roughly.
Like you kept busy anyway. And really, an 8-hour shift is only 1/3 of the day, but you got to sleep at least part of that, so part of the day. Anyway, I'm happy for you guys that worked 8 hours. I don't know that it's been a long time, and my kids, most of them, they work 8 hours normally, It's just, it's the life that I never had at the time, or up until now, so maybe one day I will get to enjoy that. But I do get a, you know, they've taken care of me, and I don't mind hard work, so it's more about giving you a hard time about it.
It's injured to you. But I'll tell you, you know, I'd stay out there. I'd eat supper early and get that over with, and I'd go out there, and oh, I would be. I had one other hobby. I cast a lot of bullets and did a lot of miniature shooting and that. And but I usually do that on the weekend because it takes a lot of time to do that. And it was fun, but I'd stay up till 10, 11 o'clock at night and then get back up at 6:30 and work till 3:30 from 7, or get back up at 6 to 6:30, whenever Bernice would rattle me out of bed. And a lot of times you had to go out and shovel snow that was 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 inches deep up in Kansas, and temperatures that were down around zero, and it wasn't all, you know, cream and honey, but, we got through it, and that's all I can say about that. We just did. But I worked hard, and so did she.
Okay. And good morning, Miss Bernice. I hope you guys are well. Yep, we all find different ways of making a living, and kudos to everybody that works hard. I think that's great. I think hard work is good for us. Some of us work hard physically, some of us work hard mentally, so some of us do both. I don't know what I do yet. I know it's physical. One of these days I'll figure it out, Tom.
Job and got a great family. So do we. We're heading over Spartanburg to see about a little computer problem with the grandson's computer. And supposed to be there by 12:20. If these cars get out of the way, I'd go. But I worked a year at that printing company and got laid off. And then that was after my 32 years at the other place. And then I worked at a wheel plant, and then I worked there 4 years before they sold it and sent it to Mexico, and that cost 900 jobs there. But it was rough in a way, but in another way, it's the best shift I ever had. I could work Friday 10 hours, Saturday 12, and Sunday 12. And when I first went there, I worked for a year on overhead cranes, and they were down by the melting pots, you know, 1,100-degree aluminum. And we was up on a platform above those, maybe, 20, 30 feet away from them. And I took a thermometer one day up there and measured the temperature coming out of an 18-inch fan that we had behind us on that platform. There was many, many cranes because there were like 26 ovens, I think. And it was 140 degrees, Shane, and you'd endure that for 12 hours for 2 days of the week, and sometimes three. And I got to tell you, that's hot.
That would be hard to work in those conditions. Goodness. Well, you kind of get acclimated to some. I don't know if I get acclimated to 140, but, you know, this isn't bad. The news is trying to scare everybody into how terribly hot it is, but it happens every year. We get up to 98, 100 degrees for a little while every year. We seem to forget it. You just got to take it, you know, take it slow, drink a lot of water, and take care of yourself.
You know, but they're reporting that the polar ice cap at the North Pole and the South Pole this year has turned around, and it's the hottest it's been in years. So that's good news to hear. They were, you know, saying how it was going to melt and flood everybody. And that's not happening now. This year's the lowest temperatures in I forget how many years. So I'm glad to hear that. But yeah, that was hot there. After a year, the big boss come up and he says, Tom, how'd you like to work in a machine shop? Well, I'd worked in a machine shop 32 years. And I said, what on? He said, well, the helium leak detector. And I said, oh, yes, that would be fine. But we might use you in other places, too, due to your background. And I said, yes, please, get me out of these overhead cranes. And so I went back there for the last 3 years and worked on that, mainly in that one area, but we did preventative maintenance, and so I worked all over the plant, actually, on robot maintenance to working in the washers for the wheels, to the ovens, and I'd have to calibrate gauges where they went through all of these acidic dips, and then I'd have to calibrate gauges up on that casting deck. Oh, my. Shane, what was very noticeable, these personnel people would bring guys back, and they'd have brand new white helmets on, and they were taking them through a tour of the plant, and they walked them up on that casting deck and walked them from one end to the other, which was, like I said, 20-some ovens, and these wheels were coming out of there just, well, they made 55 to 80,000 a month, and most of the time about 55,000, and you know, they'd go down the other side, go back up to the office, and you'd never see them again other than Mexican people. And there was only one or two Caucasians on that whole deck. The other ones, you'd see them for a few days, and then they'd disappear. Those people worked every bit of overtime they could, and were good family people. And it learned me a lesson, I'll tell you. And they could hack it in that heat. And the Caucasians...
And it's kind of what you grow up with and what you're acclimated to. And wow, yeah, there's a lot of hard work out there, a lot of hard jobs. But Tom, I'm not far from a next stop. And after that one, I'm going to take a break for lunch. So I will make this my final. Enjoyed talking with you about the previous positions and jobs and heat and stuff like that. So you and Miss Bernice have a good day. Good luck with that computer. And I'll talk to you again. N0CR, N4, is that okay?
Hi, Shane.
There's Bruce. And enjoy your lunch and have a good day, Shane. May I catch you on the way home? We're about halfway over there. I'm supposed to be there by 12:20. I hope I can make it. This is N0TR clear.
Well, day at home, man. But it's not, as y'all say, it's not as hot out as it could be. But at your age and with congestive heart failure, you need to look after yourself first. So you do that at home. KI4LZI Mobile.
Well, I'm in an air-conditioned automobile, and so I hope that stays going in this heat. what are you up to today?
Went to the chiropractor and I needed some doings done to it, and various places are going to do well, Dave, but one thing about it, you're not 40 anymore, so you better keep it in mind.
Almost twice that. 77, Andy. Oh, boy. Well, you going out there and participate in field day? I'm not. I do not envy those fellas, I'll tell you. But it's great they can do it, but oh, my. Usually, every time I had been to field day, it wound up in severe thunderstorms and lots of heat.
summertime weather at Somerville Day, that's kind of typical. You got to all admit to that, but I was thinking about the last time or two I saw you at these places like that, and it's very warm. I'm just thinking, like you said, you got a good station there. You hold an extra class license. You can work anybody you want from right there at home. I hope to go to over here to the Dacresville Community Center. I have trouble time remembering that. It's not recreation. Go to there Saturday and then go to what Briars are doing there at the Equestrian Park Sunday. I hope to.
Bernice was hearing the telephone ring and I was hearing it. But unfortunately, she didn't have her phone on her. It was ringing in her hearing aids. And I don't know how I could do that clear out here. We're halfway over to Spartanburg, but maybe so. It didn't sound like hearing aids. come back with your last transmission. We were digging around for that phone wherever it's at.
Say, I'm what else you got mobile right there. I was just going to tell you that I hope to be over there at the Dacresville Community Center on Saturday. Then, airmiles-wise, it's not really that overly far from there over there to the Equestrian Park, but Briar's going to do theirs at.
Cherokee, 2 or 3 days ago, and it was like 90 up there. It was still hot up there in the mountains.
Yeah, we're locked in kind of a dome. Way they described it, some very hot, high pressure. But as you say, it's typical for the last weekend in June, though, compared to the last weekend in January when the winter field day is.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily hot, but that dome is moving back to the west, and I'm glad to hear that. I heard that on the Fox News channel this morning and on Channel 4. I bounce around to all of the different channels, and WYFF4 said the same thing, so should get a little better, but it's still, you know, coming up on July, and so it's still going to be up around 90s for us. They said there's a good chance of severe thunderstorms this afternoon.
Way Billy changes those frequencies around, I have to think hard myself, but you got one at the moment, 145.47, digital tone of 311. He shifted back to that frequency pair 2 weeks ago.
You know about that, digital. I'm an old timer and I don't mess with digital stuff.
Well, only my newest gear will do the digital tone, but anything that's manufactured after 01 will do a digital tone. Anything prior to that won't do a digital tone.
Is older, Andy, but my HS station is 5 or 6 years old, I guess, but not really old. But I don't use any of the. Well, I just usually just stay on this repeater. I scan sometimes for aircraft, but I don't usually go to other repeaters. It's been several years since I've been on another repeater.
And I also, because, as you said about that, the Sky One frequency. Prior to 2 weeks ago, it was 147.135 digital tone 311, but he shifted back to his old frequency pair. He had been, prior to 2 years ago, having noise issues on that. And I understand that. I get it well. I understand the reason he had to do that. But being that's the primary Sky One repeater, it'll throw people off after about every couple of years shifting like that. That's the only issue I have about it.
Well, Andy, I gotta go. I'm getting into traffic over here. in Spartanburg, and I'm sandwiched in between two trucks, and I better pay attention, but nice to hear you. KI4LZI and 0TR73s.
What the temporarily destination for a moment myself. KI4LZI Mobile.